Goodness me. Not even halfway through yet. At this rate, I'm going to be working into the night. And I really wanted to try getting some sleep. It's been constant work, non-stop. I keep on telling myself I deserve a break, and then I decide to completely ignore my own advice. I'm telling other people to rest. Well, I can't take my own advice. Come on. Let's just stop complaining and get it done. Alright. Where did I leave off? It should be here. Damn it. Come on. When's the last time I've eaten? No, just focus. Focus on the work. Here we are. Okay. We'll compare the start of the year to last month's. See the drop there. Crunch the numbers and work from there. Right. Okay. Okay, this is fine. We'll do this. Should be pretty easy. I'll get it done in at least an hour. Then time should be 12. I'll just have to stay up for another 4 more hours, and then hopefully I should be done with a quarter more. And maybe I can just lose a bit more sleep to finish off the rest. And then I can just sleep through the morning or something. Before even more gets piled onto me. gee. Whatever. If I don't do it, I don't think anyone else is going to. Oh, fuck. Hey! Sorry, come in. Hi. How can I help you, dear? No, I'm not busy. No, I was just talking to myself. Please, come. I have time. Sit down. Do you need something? I can fix us up some coffee or tea. Honestly, I'm going to need the coffee, so. Yeah, I can get you a drink. Alright. So. Here you go, dear. Let me get one for myself. Hold on. Sorry if it's just a bit of a mess in here. I have been so caught up with my work, it's just overwhelming, to say the least. So I just haven't put in much effort to clean up my area. Hold on, let me drink. Not as good as coffee, but I can fix it up later. So, how can I help you, dear? Oh, please. When have you ever been a burden to me? Such? No. Never. You're free to talk to me. What's wrong? You look a little troubled today. Did something happen? This thing's starting to get a bit overwhelming. I know that feeling all too well. Talk to me. Tell me what's been going on. Tell me how it's been making you feel. Then together we can come up with some sort of middle ground or escape from things. Sound good? Alright. The floor is yours. Let me just pack my book away meanwhile. I can wait for later. Let me get my glasses on. To see you better. Alright. Go ahead, darling. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. That's... I can understand why you feel a bit overwhelmed. It's a lot going on in life, huh? And every day... just seems like shit keeps on piling up, huh? Trust me, sweetie. I know the feeling all too well. Work can be stressful, and having more things to pile on top of it just... it's a lot. It really is. Which is why sometimes you gotta dress back a bit, you know? Take a bit of time to evaluate and clear your mind, take care of yourself, so on and so forth. Go around friends or family. Just be reminded that all your life isn't just about working and doing this and that, you know? I'm long, long due a vacation here. It's just killing me. I've been staring at books for the past week and I feel like I'm losing my mind. But it doesn't have to feel that way. Don't let this control your life. And don't let it start to drag you down either. You're gonna start doubting yourself, and you're just gonna end up feeling worse and worse and worse, and that is where it becomes a real fucking problem. It gets hard to remind yourself that you're loved and you're cherished. So, allow me to do it for you and help you see things properly. My dear, you are my beloved, and I love and care for you so, so much. I'm very, very proud of how far you've come, and seeing you grow every day and overcome new obstacles in life makes me so proud and happy to be a part of your life. Because being an important role is an honor. It really is. Being able to be the one you can come back to be the one you can talk to, is such an honor. No matter how busy I get, you are my priority. Your happiness is my priority. And I want you to know that I value your happiness. I value you because you matter. Okay? You need to see that as well and start to take care of yourself. You matter. So, you need to make sure that you're taking care of your every needs, okay? You can't neglect yourself. You can't stop eating. You can't distance yourself and feel alone and trapped like that. I and a lot of your friends love you and love to have you around. We love to see you happy, love to see that smile on your face, and we love to see you getting through life. Don't let life start to beat the shit out of you. 'Cause fuck, it's brutal. But you have been powering through this so much. And again, I am so proud of you. So fucking proud of you. Not everyone can do it, you know. Life gets to a lot of people, but you, you've been doing amazing. And you need to start realizing how good you've been doing. You should be proud of yourself too. I sure as hell am. I'm sure a lot of people are too. You've been doing a great job, sweetie. You've always been doing a great job. And there's no shame in getting knocked down. There's no shame in being sad or crying. There's no shame in any of that. Doesn't show weakness, doesn't show any of that fucking bullshit. If you need to cry, you cry. If you feel bad, that isn't bad, isn't a weakness. You're being human, my love. You should be allowed to feel that too. You can feel sad. You can feel like you want to cry, you can cry. But don't let those bad feelings and those bad thoughts steer you away from the truth of how fucking awesome you are. How strong you've been and how you keep on getting up despite how many times you've been through so many shitty situations. You should start to feel proud of that. Very proud of that. Because as I said, not everyone can do it. And that's strength in itself. You hear me, little rapscallion? I don't want to see you with a frown like that again. I want to see you happy. I want to see you having fun. I want to see you pushing forward. And hell, even if you do have a moment like this again, you already know where I am. You already know how to talk to me and where to find me. I'm always gonna be here, darling. Always. Not a goddamn thing's gonna stop that, you hear me? It's me and you till the end, yeah? So you do me a favor, you keep on making me proud, okay? Good. Thank you. Good to see a little smile on your face. You know what? I'm gonna take my own advice too. I've been working non-stop, so how about the two of us take a break? Yeah? How about you pick a movie for us, and I pick the snacks. In fact, I'll get us late night dinner. What are you feeling for? I'm thinking we'd be a bit gluttonous today. So, Domino's? With extra sides? And a large drink? And hold on, I'm not finished yet. and ice cream. No, keep in mind, that's your calorie intake for the rest of this goddamn week. You're not eating any other junk food. Understood? I'll be watching you. Shake on it. Good. Alright. I'll pick one of the pizzas, and you can pick the other. I'm going for a... I feel like something barbecue. I'll do a barbecue meat feast, or... Yeah. Maybe I should be basic. Can I be basic? No, now's not the day to be basic. You know what? Let's get something with pineapple on it. Okay, yeah. No to the pineapple. Alright. I'll grab my credit card. You find the movie. Yeah? In fact, do a scary one. Only one of the new ones. Either or. Just make sure it's good, yeah? You already know how critical I can be over some of our past movies we've watched. Granted, they deserved it. But, yeah. There's the smile that I know and love. Alright. Chop chop. I've got a phone call to make with a pizza place. Oh, and what ice cream do you want? Alright, gotcha. Consider it done. Alright, chop chop. The night is still young at least. Okay, let's get this done. Hello, my darlings. This is Pandora. According to Earth's brand new patch notes, I hope you really enjoyed this video. I've never like seen many wholesome stepmother videos. Maybe I just don't look hard enough, but you know, I wanted to do a wholesome stepmother video where it's like just motherly love, reminding you that you're important, that you know you're cared for. You need to keep on taking care of yourself. And other people care about you too. This is just a reminder for those who need it. For those who just forget that they matter too. You always matter. No matter fucking what. You will always matter and people will care. So do everyone and me a favor and take care of yourself. Or I will take your shoelaces so you'll be left with laceless shoes. That's a word, right? That is a word. Fight me. I'm going to add a question of the day in this as well. Because, you know, why not? I got inspired to my Discord. Link in bio. You better join. Teehee. and that's... what's the song that you've listened to recently and it's just stuck in your head? For me, it's Yeet. Sorry about that, I believe, because of TikTok. Just like it's been everywhere for me. But I hope you all enjoyed the video and I hope you're all having a wonderful, wonderful week. Keep on being amazing. Keep on being yourselves. I want to give a huge shout out to my Patreons. I love you all so much. A huge thank you to all of you who are watching this video. I love you all so, so much. And until next time, my darlings. Bye!